Thank you, Kimberly. That's going to be a hard one to follow. I got a little choked up there. Being in that circumstance and that life experience with her and just resonating with the powerful experience. So we were talking a lot about artistry, living in that way. And I was thinking to myself as I was like, first of all, I didn't intend to talk tonight. Jane is like, you're going to talk. So like, okay, how's this going to come through? I'm usually, you know, used to like preparing myself, at least have a little meditation before you get up there and get centered. But, you know, it's all perfect, right? And I was thinking about, it's funny that you talked about that experience. And what I was thinking about, what came to my mind was in my spiritual training when I was becoming a practitioner, one of the exercises that we did is we had to write our own eulogy. Talk about a powerful experience, right? And to really hone you in on what matters. And in that, I imagined my, you know, you have to, in this exercise, you have to pick who's the, you know, spiritual component of it, who's leading it, how it's all going to go, who's going to be there, the music you're going to play, and the person that's going to deliver the eulogy. And in that experience, I picked my nephew. You know, he's an artist. He is chasing his dream of being a musician, and he's doing fabulously. But the reason I picked him is because there's this heart connection, and I know for sure that my presence in his life changed the trajectory of his life. That is the truth for my other nieces. That is the truth for friends. I hear it often from my sister. You know, I mean, she too has issues with addiction. And I have watched her suffer, but, you know, I was there, you know, a couple times, got the call when she was in that place of feeling suicidal. The last time she actually had taken some pills and then called me. I didn't know this, but I knew that she was suicidal and I was trying to talk her through. And then she lost consciousness in the conversation. But now it's amazing to see how love, when we are committed and diligent and purposeful in where we spread the seeds of love. Now, my sister, I mean, that happened, 2004, I think, 2005, when my sister's last really dark, dark night of the soul. In these few years, it's all new. She had another kid. She's 40 year old, and she decided to start over again. And so this child is amazing. You know, she is creative. She is wise. She is wonderful. She's wild. And I see that perfection in her. And I know already, you know, life is starting to have its way. Her experiences are, you know, giving her ideas and belief systems that she'll have to work that stuff out later, just like we all do. But what I do know for sure is that my presence and being committed to be the best me that I can be really, and it has always been, it's not like I chose the path, but it chose me, is to be love and to be that voice of kindness and compassion and understanding and wisdom and to let go of judgment and to be there. Because you will never know what that can do for someone. When you can fast forward, like with my sister, I can look back and I'm like, oh my God. I know, and she's told me many times, you have saved my life. You saved me. Thank you. You're my angel. And I would suggest that we all are that to someone. If you don't feel that way yet, that's okay. The truth is that that's real. That's true. Maybe you haven't met yet that person whom you will save, but there will be that person. And you may never even be aware of it, because it could just be a stranger that feels the need and the safety to share their pain with you and for you to just simply hold space. That's what we're here for. Love is such a small word, but it is so big and it is so powerful, and it is really that true artistry I think we can bring. And we start with ourselves. That has been, you know, we're all kind of in that different levels of where that is. You know, this is part of our healing. How can we truly love those around us when we are judging ourselves and comparing ourselves? And so I suggest, I mean, to me, being an artist means to live as the divine intended us, to remember that we are love, that we are joy, that we are peace, that we are wholeness, that we are power, to remember all of that, and to observe ourselves when we fall asleep in the moment and say, oh, isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? Because the truth is, we have that power in each moment. We do. And so this was just a ramble that kind of came through, but I think the message that I truly want to reflect, because it's in just this short a period of time, is that you are the gift. You, that unique, beautiful, individual artist. You're the gift. I'm the gift. We're the gift. And love is the power. Love is the power that heals. Love is the power that makes whole. So I just want to say in closing, just how grateful I am to be here. I know part of what called me here is to really step into that love more fully, to be with a group of people that I can release all judgment and simply see you, really see you. And so I hope so far I'm living up to that. And I hope that, I know there's no hoping. I know this journey is going to be magnificent, and it is going to be a masterpiece. Thank you.